Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Dungeonetics. We're a Connecticut-based podcast that will never ask for a Patreon. That's not what this is about. This is about recording creativity and imagination loose in the time where those things are needed. Welcome to Dungeonetics. In our last episode, we freed ourselves, finally, from the underground caves in Gracklestug with the egg of Thumbershod in tow. Yes, that's right. We have the last of his lineage. And we just want to get out of Gracklestug. So, Duncan, Fane, Rush, Flo, Arge. Well, we argue for about 8 minutes on what to do with this goddamn egg. We also think about how to dress it up like a pack mule, because we're fun like that. Thank you very much for listening to Dungeonetics. Let's get to the adventure.
You could find like a tarp or something and cover it.
Here's what we're going
to
do.
I'm not trying to poop on anybody's parade. I just don't want to spend an hour watching you
Let's
guys
cover it.
Like, I have out your fucking arts and crafts project.
You I have a blanket. I have rope. I have a backpack.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure we can rope this thing to my backpack, and I'm pretty sure I'm strong enough to huck this thing wherever
we're
going.
Yeah, let's do that.
Right, especially because you're not carrying the door jar anymore. So.
So, do we need to make any checks for that? Okay.
What, murdering the Duergar? No, that's already, that's a done deal.
No, that's... All right. So, are we going to bring this to, like, the hotel and figure out where to bring it, or are we just bring it to someone right now?
Let's get rid of it.
Wrap it in a bedroll.
Wrap it even more.
I guess we already agreed you weren't going to get rid of it.
Where?
No, we're getting rid of it.
Oh, no, getting something. I thought you meant just, like, drop it in the lake.
It doesn't make sense to give it to Thumbershod, I don't think.
Who will help us the most for giving it to him?
He's a fat, useless, stupid dragon.
Well, there you go. We're not giving it to Thumbershod.
He's also sitting on a big-ass pile of treasure.
A big-ass pile of what we know to be mostly useless trinkets and gold.
Okay, so we're going
to
bring
it
to the
Forge. Will he give it to us?
Forge Masters?
Keepers of the Flame?
Yeah. All right.
Or will they help us? How will they help us is, you know, the question.
So from what we gathered when we were there last,
didn't they say they had
like
a bunch of like equipment and magic
items
and shit?
A ton of magic items that they were hiding from the dragon.
Ooh.
Because he's dumb and doesn't know that there are more valuable things than gold.
Maybe.
What was that?
The DM looks skeptical.
I'm just trying to remember where you guys got the impression that they have a shitload of magic items laying around.
Oh.
Someone did.
Didn't they?
Am I hallucinating?
They told us it did. Could have been a lie, but
look, I'm a crazy person with half a brain. It's not my responsibility to remember these things. That's what you guys
are
talking
about. Tim or Nod?
Both.
Tim.
Nod isn't going to remember, so Tim doesn't remember. It's more realistic that way.
Well, like
that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Yeah, I also don't know where you got the impression that his hoard was a bunch of trinkets.
When we were there, you made us do a perception check.
You didn't see any items. All you saw was gems.
We made bad checks, by the way.
We had a long conversation about this.
There's a shit ton.
It was just a lot of shiny stuff. That's what it was.
I remember you made a point of pointing out that it looked like all he had was mostly mundane things.
Okay.
And that it seemed like they were hiding stuff from him.
Is anyone opposed to bringing this to the fire guys? Those guys.
I have one concern, and I know this is just common nerves here. The hole of the deep king. That is Duergar. No, sorry, that's Darrow. That's like a Darrow king, right?
No, that's a Duergar king.
Okay.
Then. But he actually usually, the Deep King operates out of there. He is the ruler of Gracklestug.
I kind of had a thought that maybe it might be better if we give it to him.
Maybe we should talk to the giants.
Ooh,
giants seem kind of wise.
I don't think that.
Why bring another party
exactly
into this nonsense?
Well, we also should tell them about
the
ritual.
That's true.
Maybe what
we
should
need
do
to tell
leave
them.
The egg at
we
home.
Can talk to everyone else after we unload this fucking egg.
Okay.
Yeah. I want to get rid of this egg.
And Keepers of the Flame, let's go.
Let's leave. We can leave the egg somewhere and go to them and try to suss out what they'll give us. you know.
Hide the egg.
Yeah.
I feel like once we like initiate the conversation, it's gonna be hard to be like, oh, we don't have the egg anymore.
Yeah.
What's that big tumor on your back?
We are not Duergar, which means we are scum.
But useful scum.
I mean, we're great. We
still have
the best scum these people have ever seen. But we're still scum.
What if we were to try to sell it to a merchant?
Like Erde or whatever.
Like Yissa.
Oh yeah, Yissa.
Or Gorgolak for some magic items.
Yeah.
I hate you guys so much.
Look.
Gorgolak.
If I knew it would be like this, I would have voted to destroy it when we were down.
Not too late, Tim.
Too late!
That's not Tim.
Not too late, not.
Look, but destroying it would have gotten you nothing. Here's potential.
I think we can bring it to the Keepers of the Flame.
That's your vote?
Yes.
I vote that. Mine as well.
I thought you wanted to bring it to the dragon.
Well, I'm an idiot.
Okay, we all agree then.
Okay.
Keepers of the Flame?
Keepers of the Flame.
That's not what we agree on.
What did we agree on?
I thought you were agreeing that Flo was an idiot.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That too.
Yeah. I agree on that too.
It's corollary to the...
Pouting in the corner, kicking some stones. Sure.
All right, so, Keepers of the Flame?
I guess.
That is the one option that I object to, but I'm willing to be a voter.
Would you rather give it to the dragon?
I would rather give it to the dragon than the Keepers of the Flame.
Why?
I would rather unleash this second evil on the world and let it have its chances and be killed than doom it to a life of eternal servitude.
Alright.
You're assuming
I'm with Duncan.
My heart.
You're assuming that the existing dragon doesn't just like
change my life.
Destroy the egg.
That's also possible.
That's fine.
Does that not undermine your entire argument?
Hey, but we got something out of it.
The egg in the first place.
Hmm?
I wanted to destroy the egg.
Well,
the
that's
place.
Fair. Yeah. Alright.
This
Keepers of the Flame.
Dragon.
Okay.
Oh, but he's like halfway.
Raise your hands for Keepers of the Flame.
I'm not sure.
Keepers of the Flame.
Raise your hand for Dragon.
Over.
Okay.
Raise your hand for Destroy the Egg.
Yeah.
Oh, well, it's way past that point. Right. So.
Rush?
Who do you want to give it to, Vince?
Yeah. I don't think a merchant, maybe.
Oh.
Well, in that case, that's a 3-2-1.
Yeah, I think it's three wins, right?
I was okay with Yissa.
Okay.
Yeah, I was with Yissa, yeah.
Riddle me this. How the fuck
two,
do you get
two.
This egg through the Keepers of the Flame to get to the dragon?
I'm pretty sure that any Dwerger merchant is not going to want to buy a dragon egg off of us. Considering
what
the
do you
fact
mean?
That the,
prime black market goods.
No, these people like worship the dragon. This thing keeps their whole city running. They're just going to give it to the Keepers of the Flame, right?
Will they? I guess we don't know the actual interactions.
We took a vote.
Social.
We're going to give it to dragon.
Cool.
Let's do it.
My question is, how the fuck do we get into a dragon?
Well, currently it's...
You have a tumor on your back.
Your back. Kind of backpack and
that's because I thought we were giving it to the Keepers of the Flame.
Hold on. The
you're in the same fucking dragon walking around the
I know, but I'm not walking through a bunch of,
listen,
like...
Stealth mission?
No. The dragon walks
dwarf.
Around the city.
Stealth mission.
Have
they have to sleep sometimes, right?
Regardless to get where you were going, you're going to have to go to the same place.
Right, but if we were giving it to those people,
mm-hmm.
then we just walk up to the front door and say, hey, we got your fucking egg. If we want to get to the
we
dragon,
have an appointment with
we
Deborah
have to
Schultz.
Walk up to the front door and go, hey, can we go talk to the dragon and don't mind this thing that looks like an egg wrapped in a blanket on my back?
Well, keep in mind that the dragon wanted to talk to you guys and seems to be able to boss people around a little bit.
Also,
so.
The dragon walked around the city periodically. We just have to wait for him to, just like look around and see him walking around. That's
a good point. All right, can someone go find out what his schedule is?
Secretary, I think
it's like, a little "you are here" sign and then like a parade route map of Gracklestug shows you what time the
he's
going to
be at the North Pavilion at 2:00 and the Bavarian Village at 4:00.
And remember that there's fireworks at midnight.
Hey, are you looking for a podcast? I know that I am. Do you want your podcast to present you with various views from the left? Sounds like you're right up my alley. Last Rants. That's right. Last Rants. LastRants. Is trying to call out for you.
It just means that you acknowledge that this is the system that we have right now, and you'd rather not just sit back and let it succumb to its absolute worst elements. I think we've basically got two choices for the immediate future right now. We can stay home, we can let Orange Julius
well,
Caesar...
Well, why don't you check out Last Rants? Allison and her guests will help break down the weekly news, as well as address a call to action. That's right. We put the unify. Unify. Jesus. Stick on a goddamn message. Last rants. Check them out. Thank you.
Let's try to disguise.
I'm actually going in February.
We're
going
to walk there, I'm guessing, while we discuss.
Let's disguise the egg a little better.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's the point.
Googly eyes.
Hat and sunglasses.
Sunglasses.
You guys start off. You are approached as you are moving through the dock ward by a handful of guards.
Mm-hmm.
Halt! Where do you think you're going?
Flash the badge.
Flash the badge.
All right, very good.
Oh.
Go on.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
That happens maybe twice more on the way there, and you guys can handle it the exact same way. Flash the badges, you are fine. And when you make it down to Thembershod's Cavern, you are met by...
Do we have Druggy's hat or something?
Do we?
Yes.
Or head? Okay.
Yes.
You are met by Gartakar, who is the leader of the Keepers, you remember.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, welcome. You have returned. It's been several days. We were concerned. Wait, who is this one? You left with a drow and a gnome. You return with this dragonborn. I don't recognize you.
The drow turned into a mushroom, and the other one. He's dead. He's very, very dead.
And what do you know of the gray ghosts?
A lot. But we need to speak to Thembershod.
Well, certainly, you can tell me. Let them in, Gartakar. I wish to speak with them.
Is this the guy who asked us about the Grey Ghost?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Who
was what? God, I really don't remember anything.
Yeah, because I thought the Grey Ghost were the ones who stole the eggs.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Right. So they asked.
So you guys are escorted past Gartakar and into the chamber of Thembershod. The Gartakar stands there for a minute. Thembershod just kind of stares at him, and then he just nods and slowly backs out of the room.
Can I apologize?
Wait a minute. If there are any of the rest of you here, know that I will slay you for disturbing me and spying where you are not welcome.
Anybody with passive perception over 15 will see a couple little dust puffs and somebody runs out of the room.
Does anyone have C invisibility?
Nope.
Welcome, my little acolytes. What have you brought me?
And I do that thing where there's like one roll.
Hold on,
and
don't
just
bring
goes,
it, don't.
Oh no!
Oh shit.
No. And then like the egg just goes.
The egg. You found it. Did you inform Gartakar?
Fuck no, we didn't inform Gartakar.
Hmm.
Although between you and me...
He picks up the egg and he's holding it.
This is the egg of my successor. The next Keeper of the Flame of Brackelstrup.
I'm jealous.
And then he leans back with yolk and some viscera and shell on his face.
I will not be replaced this year.
I believe there was talk.
Another
egg
pops out.
Yes, your service for me is not enough of a reward for you.
I mean,
well.
I feel like that's not a real question, but for the sake of argument, we did have two of our members die getting this for you, so I believe some compensation is in order.
Reasonable.
Nothing if not reasonable.
He digs one of his huge claws into the pile of gold that he's sitting on and roots around for a while and then pulls it out and very jealously turns away from you. We can see him picking things out.
I want that one.
I can offer you. I will give you this.
He hands you 3 gourds. three
a pumpkin
gourds.
And a squash.
Three gourds. Yeah,
okay, I'll
gourds,
take it.
All of the gourds are stoppered, and he displays. He just lays them all out in front of you.
Go now. Take your treasures and leave me.
Okay.
You've done very well, my friends. Thimbershaw
thank you.
Remember you.
You don't have a suit of half plate in there someplace, do you?
No, we're going to leave the gourds.
The starting to slowly, and smoke is starting to trickle out of his mouth.
The yolk starts curdling.
Did you think we were still negotiating something?
Not negotiating.
I'm gonna start
I just have some
I'm gonna
gold.
Start walking.
And no one out there will sell me a suit of half plate. You seem to like gold.
Do you enjoy living?
That's a question. He's not sure.
Let's go, guys.
Alright.
How big are the gourds?
They're basically.
Okay.
It's three potions.
Okay.
You guys can get out of there and basically test them. One of them contains oil of sharpness. Gardekar meets you guys outside.
So, did you have any luck? Did you find the egg?
We did find the egg.
Well, where is it?
It was destroyed.
You destroyed the egg?
No, when we found it, it was destroyed.
Make a, make a deception check.
It's technically true. You did not destroy the egg.
It's true. Well, it's not true.
It's partially true.
It's not not.
I'm going to use my inspiration.
You get half of your deception.
Spark inspiration.
14,
15, 25.
Plus
that'll
work. Ah, that is a tragedy. Was it the great goat? Was it
the great goat?
It was. They're down there cultivating. Well. They were down there cultivating fungus and playing with some weird obelisk thing, but mostly they're just dead now.
And did you? You've slayed them? Are there any left?
Well, there was one that we were questioning, and before he started, like, gibbering and foaming at the mouth, he claimed that there were more.
His name was Lorthio Bucket.
I've heard his name. Very well. You've done us a great service, foreigners. I will see to it that you are able to leave this city whenever you wish.
Oh, thank you.
I will make the arrangements. You may leave at your earliest convenience.
I believe I might know of another great event.
Yes?
But this one is within the city, so.
Name it.
He has something I want. Perhaps we could.
What is it that he has?
I'm reading your surface thoughts.
He has an elf, a blade. An elf blade. To be returned to the people.
I do not know this person. Who is this? Do you have a name for this person?
Gorglak.
I find that very difficult to believe, as Gorglak is a sergeant of the city.
Oh,
guard.
Yeah.
Proof here.
He
of his involvement with the Grey Ghost. In the letter he wrote to this Grey Ghost, we found in Lord.
I think
you're showing
that to the wrong person.
Interesting.
Is he not the leader of the Keeper of the Flame?
Interesting. I will bring this
Gorglak
up with Captain Blackskull.
We're going to see her right now. She has requested to talk to
her. Show this to her as well. She will be very interested to see it. I think it's not going to be much longer in this world for Gartekar.
He kills himself.
That other guy, yeah.
Very well.
100 experience points to each of you for successfully giving you information, regardless of what the information was. They were going to assume it was the Grey Ghosts, and certainly you gave them nothing that freaked them out too badly. So where'd you like to go now, guys?
Let's go talk to the person in charge.
Which one, the Deep King, or Rene Blackstone, or the
Captain of the Guard,
Rene Blackstone,
asked us to find out what's going on with Trokey and so on and so forth. Yes.
Yep. So you guys, continue back up this city. You find your way all the way back up to the to the sort of just fell asleep at the wheel, to Overlake Hold. When you reach Overlake Hold, there are members of the Stone Guard who see you and who will escort you in to meet with Captain Eric Blackstone. You are taken into her office once again. You've been here before. It's a very stark, dark office. She kind of gives Arjan a look and kind of looks around, and you can see her doing the mental math.
It didn't go well.
We had to recruit new.
Also, you have people sprouting mushrooms from their heads around here, just FYI.
It didn't go well.
We found the Dugan Droki. We followed him. He was part of what seems like the Great Ghosts, and we killed him.
Here's his hat. Here's his head.
Here's the Splice of Beast tentacle that was attached to him.
We also found that the Council of Savants was trying to... seems like they were doing a demonic ritual to sprout heads from the giants.
That's strange.
Do you know anything about a giant kind of metallic obelisk?
We found that too.
Because there's one down there. That's how they were getting currency from Upworld.
There's no good way for me to send my stone god in there, as we have to move through the Darrow's territory. This was... you've explained how you got there, right? We'd have to move through the Darrow's territory to get there, and that's not safe. It would likely start a riot.
You know that there's a trap door that goes directly down to where Grey Ghosts are?
No, I was not aware of that.
Oh, yeah, I can show you on
we can
the
make
map.
You aware.
You make her aware? You've done very well. You've done extremely well for outsiders.
Thank you.
I will arrange for you to have safe passage from the city. I have looked about for the drow woman that you mentioned, but I found no sign of her.
God damn.
Therefore, I cannot offer you much assistance there, but as a reward, each of you will have access to our armory. You may take what you need to help you in your travels. So you guys...
It's all just leather armor.
It's 500 gold pieces worth of equipment each. Pretty much anything from the standard player's handbook list at cost, because you're getting it right out of the armory. Or... you can do potions of healing for 50 gold each, which I think is also good. So you guys will have that ability. She says you can come and see. She basically identifies one of her stone guard and says you can come and see them whenever you'd like, or they can take you there right now.
Can we add our 500 gold together? Can we combine it to get a 1500 gold item?
Yeah, she doesn't care.
500 plus 500 is 1,000.
Do you want something special?
Was three of you.
Can you add your own gold to it?
Look, I don't need anything. I don't need this.
You're not buying anything. They're giving you an equivalent of this much in your stuff.
50 from you?
Yeah.
50 from you?
Yep.
But yes.
You want 500 gold?
Yeah. You have that much gold?
Crap. I actually just have 500 gold.
No. Oh.
Yeah, we all have like 500 gold.
I'll give you half of that. I'll just give the next inflate. Probably buy some on our way out too.
I want a dog.
Yeah.
I miss my dog.
Enough for a dog. Let's get a dog. Should have dogs down here.
Are you a college lore? Why don't you just learn Find Familiar? Come on, Bob.
It's not the same.
What do you mean? It's a dog that can never die.
I'm a class 19.
The possibility of it dying makes
what,
it more important.
Until I get something magical, that's as close as I can get.
Since Travis killed my puppy, I've always wanted to get my dog back.
Travis yeah. killed Bob's
you know
dog in real life.
I can't do that.
Yeah, right.
I get it. Thematically, though, it's so rich. It's just so beautiful. Of just a trope that Flo just wants to have her dog.
Are
dog
you the
back.
John Wick of our group?
Kinda. Like, ever since Flo's inception, she always had a dog named Dog. And she really doesn't, she really doesn't know.
She had a
like,
dog named
Dog.
Dog,
yeah. Because Dog would just always be there.
Can someone give me thieves tools, please?
Yeah, that
would
be good.
You can get your own stuff. They're not actually giving you 500 gold.
Oh, I know.
He can also make you thieves tools, probably.
Yeah.
Oh, can you?
Just being the equivalent.
So what else did you want to ask her?
I believe one of your guards actually is a gray ghost.
Which one?
Gorglak.
Do you have any evidence of this?
I do. Also, you might want to know, on another note, that he's been trying to...
Is that the same guy?
He's extorting people who go through the gates for magic items. And yes, I have proof.
I've suspected this for a while. He does have an obsession, which we always thought was harmless, but recently has been more and more pronounced. It's causing him dereliction of duty. It will be an affectation he will sorely grow to regret.
Yes, I have proof of his involvement with the Grey Ghost. This is a letter that he wrote to Lorthio Buckbuckin, the alchemist we killed. The Grey Ghost wanted poison from him and requested an elf blade, which I believe should go back to its rightful owners, the elves.
That's extremely unlikely.
God.
If an elf blade has found its way to Grackleshood, it belongs to Grackleshood now. I'm sure you understand.
Perhaps another magic item will do us that.
Oh, you wish to be rewarded for completing the mission for which I've already rewarded you.
Well, this seems like to be a side mission, if you will.
No, I consider it to be part and parcel of the same. You've been rewarded handsomely, so I would suggest
you... talked to Erne about that Grackle
letter,
the guy
who's
extorting
accept your victory
and
move
or whatever. In the letter.
Okay.
Or Glack, whatever. Yeah.
Okay,
just checking.
No, make sure you fart when you're leaving the room.
Elves don't do that.
So we need to talk
everybody
to the giants.
Yeah, we need to,
right? So are you going
to
donate
it, right?
150 gold then?
To you?
Yes. Okay, so I have enough to buy full plate.
To talk to Yisa about this.
We're going
to
buy that.
Yes. Yes. Okay.
And we need to talk to the giants.
Yes.
Right.
So what's up?
Want to go to the giants or the person wants to know about the coins?
So let's go try to find Gorgulax quickly.
I think we should do that.
Gorgulax.
Vincent wants to do that. I don't know about Rush.
Gorgulax.
We should do that last.
Did Blackskull say we could kill him?
No.
Because technically, he's still part of the guard.
Yeah, but we're going to be out of here by the time she finds out.
Oh, hell no.
Let's go to the giants.
I want to shake him down for his magic items.
That's the last thing we need.
You have fun with that.
All right, split the party.
As much as Mike wants to do that, I don't think Arshon.
Yeah, I don't think Rush wants to do that, but Vincent definitely wants to do that.
Do any of your characters want to go with Fane?
I'm sure Flo would not be opposed to it.
Gorglak, this evil man who tried to extort us.
He
did. He demanded a payment from us.
No, we didn't.
Magic items.
You've never met him.
Yes, we have.
Yes, we did.
Yeah.
God,
we
God damn it.
When we were going
some miscommunication happening
here.
Arrow
cavern, he demanded some items from us that he got.
But we didn't have any, right?
I forgot about that.
And we tricked him into thinking that these mushrooms were going to make him... feathers or something?
We gave him a feather that we got off of something.
Jesus.
You tricked him into taking a feather.
Yeah.
Oh.
So let
Jesus,
me get this straight.
That's a long time ago.
You want to go shake down someone we're probably already pissed off by giving him a magic item that wasn't magic.
That is accurate.
There is.
Yeah.
You have fun with that. Let's go talk to the merchant person who wants...
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce a podcast I recently have come into understanding of. Dice Populi. They have an amazing idea for a campaign, for a concept. All of them are dungeon masters and take turns running, let's call them chapters, of the campaign, with all things being interlocking in canon. The song you have heard in this episode is produced by Colin Ketchin. He plays one of the characters. I'm not going to tell you which one. You have to listen to find out. Guys, if I can recommend a great starting off point, I would, let's just call it episode 1. And they just get better. there is one amazing bit, and it came at the night. Sorry, guys. Anyway, please give them a listen, too. They're well worth your time. Have a great adventure.
Fine, but let's talk to the Stone Giants.
Yeah, we'll go to the Giants
ball. And Ilsa first. Let's take care of all of the business.
Okay.
See this? This is the business. We're going to take care of all of that. Then we'll go talk to the rest of the party.
Ah, so you guys head back to the South Furrow District, once again finding the long tunnel that extends several hundred feet into the home of the Stone Giants of Clan Cairngorm. You are escorted in to have audience with the Stone Speaker, and he nods towards you.
Hello, my friends. It is good to see you again.
Just out of curiosity. Did one of your number feel like they were growing a second head about 5 hours ago?
We have been fortunate in that no others have suffered the fate of our fallen friend.
There's a good chance that you won't at this point.
What is the fallen friend's name?
The fallen friend was... let's see, what the hell is his name?
Who's got the, like, the toenail and hair clippings that were named with these guys?
Boy.
You should probably give those to him.
Dor, I think it was Dorhun. Was it
Dorhun?
Dorhun is his, but is his
the brother of the same
right hand. Yeah, it's his. It's his.
The Dorhun is the one we found the statue of.
Yes.
Yeah, Dorhun is the one that they were trying to change. The one that got killed was what the hell is his name? It's right here.
Rehud. Rehud.
Rehud. Yep. Rehud. So do you explain to the Stone Speaker that you have figured out what happened to Rehud?
Yeah.
And I will present the four giant skin flakes and toenail clippings that I have acquired from our poor giant friend.
What were they trying to do?
For some of, we think they were worshippers of
Demogorgon.
And they were growing second heads on people.
Heads.
I should have taken
the dog.
On one hand, we killed all the ones we found doing that. On the other hand, there is still a chamber down there that has like weird like circles and other stuff that you may or may not want to go down and check out.
They were bringing names.
We were targeted. I must think on this.
By the Council of the Savants. That's who was doing.
Know any of the names of the cult members?
Droki was the one finding the names in a chamber of echoes that we found.
We did find all these notes.
Perhaps
books.
Narak.
With the rituals.
Narak.
Narak.
He is a junior member of the Council of Savants. It could be him. I will have to think on this, but you have done a great, great service. Know that the Stone Giants of Clan Cairngorm are your friends, and you are safe with us. Here, take this,
and he holds out to you a... To him, it's he's doing this, but to you guys, it's about the size of, like, a head of lettuce. It is an emerald worth 500 gold pieces.
Nice.
Jeez.
Thanks, buddy.
So last but not least, you guys can head out to talk to Yissa.
Mm-hmm.
I believe was the last plan.
Do we get XP for talking to him?
Yes, you do. Yeah. You got... So far you've gotten 150 from Lambershaw, 150 from Erd Blackskull, 100 from the Keepers, an additional 100 for Demogorgon, and another 200 from various stuff. So Yeah. Everybody here got 800. Basically, I'll put it this way. From all of the quest rewards, everybody got 800 XP before I counter factor anything else.
So we can just add that right now?
If you want to.
11,800. That's just right.
Yeah. Yeah. What's the next level for you? 1,300?
Yep. I think it's 13.
13. I thought. What is it?
It says 14.
Oh, 14.
Oh, 14?
Okay. Yeah. Well, there you go.
Got for it. Me, at least.
So you're close.
For us, it's 13.
You get there, you get there. So, going to Yissa, she is very interested in learning what you say about Taroki and this strange. She gets very interested when you tell her about the obelisk. Thank you. We tell her about the obelisk. She's very interested in that.
Strange. I'm not familiar with these magics.
Yeah, if you go down there, be careful. Magic is fucked up.
Oh, I shall not be going down there, my friend. I have not lived to this ripe old age by putting myself in harm's way.
I didn't mean you specifically. Like, you like your people. Your henchmen.
I have employees, we shall say, but I think it may be advisable for us to let the Stone Guard deal with this. At any rate, you have fulfilled your promise to me, and therefore I shall fulfill my promise to you. If you come here on the morn, I will make arrangements for you to meet with the merchant I know who has some availability of magical items. And once you have concluded this, I will be able to give you directions to move you on your way. I have spoken with many of my caravan guards, and they have plotted out a route they believe will be very fortuitous for you, one that should bring you from Grackelstuhl to the Neverlight Grove in a mere 12 days' travel. I have been told it is somewhat hazardous, but I have also been told that there are guides waiting for you. Here, and she takes out a map and unrolls it, and she shows you a map through passages. It gets vague at a certain point, and there is an indication of a star. And the note underneath in Undercommon is hand-scrawled, and it says, "Ring bell, wait for Yuck Yuck."
That sounds
Yuck Yuck.
Y-U-K, Y-U-K.
I cannot wait to meet
you.
You
happen to know
is that
where
the
black lives?
The plant mushroom guy?
Nah,
there it is.
Yep. Sure, he is. His quarters are most likely at the hold where most of the Stone Guards dwell. But I don't know specifically where.
If one of us wanted to rob him, where would we go?
As you guys leave,
as we say
about,
that,
as you guys leave here and you kind of look about the Blade Bazaar, you notice that things are stranger there than you really could have, even weirder than it was the last couple times you've been here. There are a number of different Duergar who are giving different prices for the same item. So as you're walking by, some people say, "How much is that?" And the merchant will say, 5 gold. Ah, excellent. 5 gold? No, 20 gold. And will continue to do that, protesting that the other person is a liar when they point out the discrepancy. By the way, it's not always a markup. You hear, "How much is that?"
50 gold. All right, well, I've got 50 gold. Fine, here's your change. This is 30 gold back. I told you it was 20 gold.
There is, you see several of the merchants continue to turn invisible and then become visible again during the midst of their transactions. There is one merchant that as you pass by his booth yells, "Spend money at my booth or I'll kill all of you! Great deals!"
Oh boy.
Ooh.
We can shop there.
No?
What do they have?
Should we shop for some deals?
Ooh, yeah.
I'm getting a real, avatar of a demon prince stomping through the place vibe.
Yeah.
I think we should get out of here as fast as we possibly can.
Oh. All right.
We should
one
go take a nap and then...
God, it can't happen again.
After
not after Demogorgon.
Then we can get out
of here. Is anybody going with Dum Dum to shake down the,
Stoneguard
shirt?
I had one hell of an adventure, guys. I think I'm going to, get Want to
get fucked up?
Yeah.
Can you pass me this? All right, well, I'm not going alone. That's stupid. I'm not that stupid.
That's why I asked, is anybody going with him?
Brush? I know you're... I know you're
I've done nothing bad this whole time we were here. Why does everyone look at me?
Brush is the biggest coward.
Take the scroll from me?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, she'll take the scroll.
Never mind.
Are the orcs
I lost my leverage.
The hotel?
Oh, God.
No, the orcs are not at the hotel, actually. They're gone.
So wait,
they're at the different town.
You can turn just 100 gold. How does this work? How does your thing work? So if I have a suit of half plate, or splint rather, can you turn that directly into like ingots?
Yes.
Gold?
You can turn it into gold, essentially.
I can make anything up to 100 gold piece value with an equivalent in metal.
Okay.
Or from equivalent metal. So
and
you would lose about half the value of your splint.
Gotcha. Which you could probably lose that much anyways by selling it, right?
I like to. I have the ring of water walk. I like to focus on it so I can attune myself to it.
Sounds good.
Thank you.
Okay, what I would like is for this a couple times, but I don't remember what I came up with, so we're gonna do it right here.
Right.
Can you make these things?
Yeah. Right now.
These 25 gold.
He's good. Yeah. All right. So I need one member of the group to make me a persuasion check. I will let you do it with advantage.
You, Bobby.
Oh, yeah.
Two net ones.
Should I paint the narrative?
Yeah.
Who's he persuading?
That's a great question.
Magic item.
You should roll first and then paint the narrative.
Can he bargain inspiration himself?
Yep. Yissa says that one thing is she's going to need 100 gold pieces to connect you with this guy because he does not walk in the door without some money on the table. Do you have 100 gold pieces to give him?
Yeah.
We do.
Okay.
Yeah. We also have like a ton of gems and stuff that's worth.
Yeah, we have gems.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. 29. Oh sorry. Plus 130.
Do you want to add your bardic inspiration?
No. I mean, why would I?
Okay.
Because more.
Yeah. More is better.
You got 20 on?
Yeah. Because I have a plus 10 to persuasion plus a bonus. Yeah.
30.
All right. Bob.
That new
body's
working.
To roll a d4 for me.
Absolutely.
Come on.
That one.
No, that was a good one. It's one.
You're right. Okay. You don't know if one is good or bad.
It could be good.
It could be the best.
Go ahead and roll me percentile twice.
Fantastic. 21. Oh.
That's like your age.
64.
Okay, talk amongst yourselves for a minute.
No.
Nah.
Well, then just sit there in silence pulling your butt. I don't care.
All right.
64 was the second one you said?
Yes.
Well.
Can you guys make me a drum machine? Is that something that we can do here?
Some magic items I would like are magic armor.
Pieces
magic swords.
Gold pieces?
That sure would be nice.
It's not Christmas.
Defense.
You know what I would like? I'd like a magic carpet.
Magic.
That sounds like it'd be kind of fun.
Ooh.
Ooh.
You have one. I tried to murder you guys.
Magic carpet?
Yeah.
Not that magic carpet.
I would want a magic carpet that's not trying to murder.
I want Aladdin style magic carpet.
Who's Aladdin?
Don't you dare call your
cards.
Sorry.
What magic carpet tried to kill
us? You weren't there.
There was a broken room full of animated furniture that tried to murder us.
Yeah, the carpet surrounded me, and then I think Nod smashed it.
No,
no,
it was
Duncan
not me.
Smashed it.
I was busy trying
just
to kill something.
I thought we were going
to
die in that
drugs.
One, actually.
Yeah, wasn't there like something way worse in the room before that that we just
I feel
completely
like,
murdered? No,
we
stayed there and got attacked again
there
or
were,
something.
Like, mini beholders. No, there were some flying thing. They were
like
flying
like
things.
Undead
yeah.
beholders or something.
Yeah, they were fine.
The and the
stupid furniture,
table and carpet ruined our day.
Grells, thank you.
Yeah.
Undead vampire beholders.
How much gold do we have in miscellaneous goods?
Yeah, I'm actually not sure how much gold we have.
Also, what do you guys want to do with these potions?
We should sell the 200 pounds of mushrooms?
No, that's rations for 80 days.
Yeah, we're about to need it.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I don't know.
Well, is it going to stay fresh inside there?
Obviously.
There's no
bag of holding.
Our mushrooms. Yeah,
it's a good point. It is mushrooms.
It's a Ziploc bag of holding.
Yeah. Take a straw in it. Just like.
I
think we
should keep the super healing potion.
Gold pieces.
Super healing potion. We should keep.
Longevity. Does anyone actually?
We should try
and
trade that for an equivalent magic item.
Yeah.
What was the third one?
Third one was
Oil of Sharpness.
That's that.
That's actually good. Pretty good, though.
Plus 3 to weapons, pretty
yeah.
good.
How many charges does it have?
One.
1 hour.
Oh.
Eh. I mean, it's good. But.
I'd rather save it for, I mean,
for
I'll trade it for like a plus one item.
Yeah. Probably overall better.
100
if I'm doing
gold pieces of raw gemstones.
As far as like raw, I have, looks like 656 gold. Yeah, that was correct. Of just, you know,
gems and stuff.
Yeah.
Nice.
And that's just stuff we've gotten recently, right?
Yes.
Well, that's what's in the.
Also, I have 15 silver just kind of tanking around. So
we all probably have around 500 gold also.
Yeah.
Except for
nope.
Mr. Brogue over there.
Oh, well.
I am moving.
Living the life. Minimalist
I try
lifestyle.
To give him some money. I'm not. I have not forgot you.
Fame.
It's okay.
I'm
holding on
to
the money
that you have
for
one
you.
One poison spray scroll, one mirror image scroll.
I'm so poor.
One burning hand scroll, one chromatic orb scroll, and then the tensor's floating disc.
It's very humbling.
Yeah.
Back to the beginning.
Is it okay if I delete that from my inventory so you have it on yours?
Let me double check.
Okay.
So you say feign death.
Feign death.
Mirror image.
Ooh, yeah, I guess you learned that one, yes. Tensor's floating disc.
Floating disc, chromatic orb, burning hands, poison spray.
Burning hands, the festival?
Yep, all there.
Okay.
Good,
yeah,
good, 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 good. All right, and I'm going to clear that off of this so I have a little bit more room.
I have also group gold of 55 and 26 silver pieces from a few sessions.
Is it like everyone gets that much, or?
That's collective.
Okay, collective.
Well, then he's got some gold too, so one of you should transfer the gold to the other person's list. So there's only one place where the party
yeah.
gold is. That is my opinion. You may do as you see fit.
Well, we should just split it between all of us, right?
Might as well.
No.
Since we're here.
Don't take my share.
I also do have here one C invisibility scroll.
Ooh.
Wow.
Learn it. It's going to cost a lot of
like money. I have a CL inflict wound scroll. I imagine that's for clerics.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Which we
call that the bad touch scroll.
Don't have one. There it's. That's oh, sorry.
Whoa.
I've only known you to. No, you're more or less a warrior, sir. Holiest of all of us.
Don't try to put clerics in a pigeonhole.
Yeah.
Be whatever you
kind
want.
Of stereotype are you? Whoa.
That's what Featherbottom's
for. This is 2019.
Yeah.
Nobody puts Duncan in a corner.
Exactly. Inflict wounds is only.
Except dark elves. I think they put you in a corner.
Yeah, only temporarily, though.
True.
Can you learn spells from scrolls?
No.
No.
I know all the spells.
All he has to do is ask his god.
Can
I
have this
please
one?
Please have this spell today, sir.
You also
no.
have C invisibility.
Not today.
I do.
That would be pretty useful to
really
copy
good
and look.
Okay.
We're going to have a lot of downtime. So
you guys can meet with the magic item merchant first thing in the morning. In the short term, if you want to head back, you're headed back to the tavern.
Long rest.
You are
yeah.
greeted at the tavern by Eldef and the twins. And well, actually,
Eldef,
by the time
players.
You guys get back there,
Jesus,
fuck up. Eldef, the kids, and Darendil as well. So, who wants to break the news about Sindri and Sereth to them?
Sindri and Sereth are dead.
Sereth died?
Okay.
I thought he just left.
You can look a little bit more sad.
No worries. That's not no, what's done.
Wait,
is
did Sereth die? I thought he just left his little thing.
They fought nobly.
So the kids are devastated about Sindri, less so Sereth. The only person who seems particularly broken up about Sereth is Darendil.
Yeah.
I know he was not a pleasant person, but I felt a kinship to him after all the time we've spent here together.
Well, he's not quite dead, actually. He is with the White Lady, White Queen.
Well,
in
there's
mushroom.
There's a chance that
you're probably right the first
see
time.
Again in the never light grove.
I don't think that's going to happen, though.
Yeah,
why don't we go to my house?
Well, Fair point. My understanding was...
Hello, everyone. I'm here, too.
Oh, gosh. We have a ghost friend.
This guy's still with us?
It's a long story. We have to help
this kid. You come with me right now. We need to talk.
Oh, shit.
We need to talk seriously.
Oh, no.
Okay. Here, we're down one gnome, one drow. We are up one dragonborn.
Fair trade.
One ghost.
Yeah.
And somehow Fain's even more of a dick than he was when you went down there. What happened?
Oh, yeah. He's racist.
You're damn right. He was never the most pleasant person in the world, but right now he's downright vile.
Well, someone had to pick up the dick mantle when we lost Sarah.
The dick mantle just sounds like the world's ugliest cape, to be honest.
Sarah was rubbing off on me.
Speaking of dick mantles. I'll try to take the little ones and settle them down, but we might want to say, pour out a few drinks for Sarath and Sindri tonight. Possibly say some nice words.
Yeah.
How far will 15 silver get us some drinks?
Get
15
you.
Drinks?
I'll get you, yeah, about 15 drinks. You guys are just going to stay at the inn tonight? You're not going to try to go anywhere else? Just making sure?
Yeah.
Okay. So Eldeth and the kids will say nice things about the your departed.
So, Sindri was old. He was really old, and a lot of times he smelled like farts.
That's true.
And sometimes soup.
Where did he get the soup? Nobody knows.
But he was really nice, and one time we were going to be taken by a giant bat, and he jumped on the giant bat to save us. We'll miss him.
Sarath was an asshole. He was a miserable drow prick, and I'm not sorry that he's gone. But he's helped us out, and he's fought with us before. So I toast his memory. Darendil Mixon. I would also like to say, I would also like to dedicate a toast to Bupito.
Pito.
You can
hear me. Did I tell you about that?
Yeah, about that.
Ooh.
I know.
Who wants to spin this tale?
Besides Bupito, what about poor Jim Jar?
Oh yeah, I do miss Jim Jar.
Yeah.
Miss Jim Jar.
Arjan
doesn't
miss Jim Jar. Yeah. Mike misses
Jim Jar. Mike misses Jim Jar. Arjan does not. Arjan's like, who?
Yeah.
Who is that?
Arjan's trying to figure out how to turn that 15 drinks into 20.
I'll even say a nice word about Ront. I mean,
Jesus.
He was an ass.
Throwback
and
Thursday.
I'm very glad he's dead. But if he hadn't died, it might have been one of us that died trying to get out of that place.
That's true.
Yes, he was a good meat shield.
Wow.
Somehow this turned
into
a
okay, I'm not
club,
drinking
so.
With you.
God damn it,
Fane.
I'm always going to miss.
Well, if it's any consolation, the gods are charlatans, and eventually we're all going to just disappear in the heat death of the universe.
Man. Oh, God.
Yes, thank you, Nod. That's incredibly comforting to the small children here.
Actually, I've heard worse.
Sarath was better than the other drow.
For the first time ever, you hear Turvy go,
well, yeah, but that's not really hard, is it?
No, they're all pieces of garbage.
You guys notice that both Topsy and Turvy, while still looking like, you know, little suburban Nephilim kids, also look decidedly less feral and fucked up looking than they were when they first. They both seem more relaxed. They both seem happier. And Eldeth kind of gives you a big nod. I think it's in the clear.
Big nod.
I think we might be in.
Probably should have waited until we got him back to Lingen's tongue.
Yeah, they might be a little more vulnerable between here and there.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, a lot less likely that we have to stop
to attack us.
Tie them up every 28 days.
Wonder is that.
Yeah. Okay. You guys all get the benefit of an extended rest.
Yay!
And the next day you head back into the Blade Bazaar where things are equally crazy.
Did you say that a removed curse would help Fane?
We could
greater
try.
Restoration.
It's triable. You know that the lesser restoration did not do the trick, but a greater restoration or a remove curse might.
It's been about 24 hours or 25 hours since I got cursed, I guess?
Yes, it has.
All right, halfway there, fellas.
Should we try?
You said 50 hours.
No, no, I said 50 hours for the confusion. Your,
you're permanently an asshole.
Your madness?
Wait, you didn't give me
that. That's permanent.
Remember I said, here's the simple paper I gave you?
I give him a nice massage.
The thing that you've been playing off of this whole time?
You didn't give me a slip of paper.
You gave me a slip of paper. You just told him.
Oh my god.
No, I
huh? What?
I'm just role playing the confusion.
Love this whole situation right now.
It hasn't been confusion because confusion works differently. Hang on.
You might have given that slip to not.
I can tell you for a fact you gave me a slip.
Would you remember what was on the slip?
I do. Would you like me to tell you?
Maybe not probably.
Maybe do you have the slip on you? This is
maybe you need a piece of paper. You can write it down.
I'll just show
what
you.
Is you.
I wrote it down.
This letter.
That one, which is why I have on three occasions tried to start a fight and was not successful. All
right, I got confused as to who has what.
This whole time, I was just an asshole.
I'm trying to make a fight.
So I was just confused.
Actually, in real life. Perfect.
Confusion is a very different spell effect.
So being confused just makes you an asshole?
No, it makes me distrust people, I guess. I'm already an asshole.
Socially confused.
But did I tell you something specifically about distrusting people?
No, that's my interpretation.
That was your interpretation?
It happens.
Fair enough. So I will tap back. Your lesser restoration will work then.
Oh, okay.
I was under the impression that I had given that what happened to Nod happened to him. I thought it was indefinite. Apparently not. Apparently it's just 24 hours, 48 hours of being a dick. So yeah, if you do a lesser restoration, we will we'll say you can try it again on
that's
the warren and get
that on.
Let's do
cool.
that.
All right. The good news is that that will reduce your madness to zero.
Oh.
I'm winning in the madness part.
No steps beyond.
Yeah, we knew that already.
But everybody, the other thing I do need from everybody is a constitution save.
Oh, no. Jesus fucking Christ.
No, welcome to Grapplestick.
I got a two.
Welcome
a four.
To Grapplestick.
Never
fail,
never
save ever
again. Nice. Yeah.
The hell is the
shackle
song?
We want you. We want you.
How much gold do you have listed as group gold?
556. 656. Sorry. Well, 656.
Okay. Why don't we take out... We have to pay 100 gold pieces, so I'll erase my 55.
Your group gold.
And you want me to do the rest on
take
my
another
side?
40,
another
45.
Yeah, I'm
all right. Constitution saves. So, Arjan?
6.
Okay. Flo?
16.
Duncan?
17.
Rush?
17.
Nod?
5.
Fane?
5.
Okay, so the three of you... all have one level of exhaustion.
What does
as
that mean?
Your lungs are completely caked and coated with just the foul soot and garbage of Grapplestug.
What does exhaustion do?
It means currently you are at one level of exhaustion, so one level of exhaustion would mean that you have disadvantage on any ability checks. If you reach 6 levels of exhaustion, you die.
Ooh. All right.
Do we know if there's any way to cure exhaustion?
Weeping?
lesser
restoration.
Yeah, probably that too.
Gross atmosphere?
I think we're about to do that.
So if you want, Mike, we can say that the lesser restoration yesterday cured Fane, and that'll leave you with, you have 3 spell slots for it.
Oh.
Cure all of your party right now before leaving.
I don't think you need to do it right now.
Maybe the important ones.
I don't know if you want to blow all of your second level spells.
I'm offering it up, but it's not a requirement.
Yeah. Do our attack rolls count as ability?
Nope.
Stability checks.
No, just ability checks.
Initiative is an ability check, though.
However, you do have to succeed on a constitution check if you want to dash. Because basically it's like you've been smoking like an entire pack of Luckies all at once.
Ooh.
I had a horrible roommate who moved out one time unexpectedly and left a bunch of her shit behind. So we went through all of her stuff and we found a carton of Virginia Slims, which two of my other roommates then decided to have a smoke-off see if they could smoke that entire carton of Virginia Slims in one night.
Oh,
they're
God.
Both still alive, although they shouldn't be.
Yeah.
After like 2 hours, one of them is like, my lungs hurt so much. And I'm like, I wonder why. But they're so skinny. And I was like, yeah, they're freaking coffin nails. What's wrong with you? So, the next day you return to see Yissa Henstedt. She takes you into a very dark corner of the Blade Bazaar.
No, but stuck in a dark corner.
Under a tent. And you are let in. The room is extremely dark, and you meet this gentleman. Very heartily tattooed, snarl-toothed, yellow-eyed dwarf who introduces himself as Adcom Dwarf. He is a straight-up dwarf.
Brother!
Hey, no brother of mine. It's all right, though.
Great.
It's all right, though, if your coin shows, then.
as long as
your coin shows, you and me will get along fine, bad bucko. Chef, I understand that you're in the market for a little bit of the extra. Little bit of the extra goodies.
The good good?
Good, yes. Smart, smart man. You're smart boys. All right. I've got two things to show you.
Let me figure out how much they cost, first of all. Because I don't know what these fucking things are.
I want the damn elf blade with the swirly swirlies.
Well, so does he. That's why he was trying to extort one.
Oh. So it's down in the cavern still. We missed a whole area.
Yeah, we could go back down there if you really want to.
No, he's just obsessed with weapons.
Oh.
But also, we did miss an area. Completionist.
There is a couple places you missed, but it's nothing that you really personally care about.
But we should go.
I believe the DM just told us we didn't need to go there.
You don't need to. If you want to, you certainly can.
Yeah.
I hate you.
Yeah.
That's, I was going to say, you don't care about that.
The worst things in the world.
Yeah, I was going to say, you made it abundantly clear. You don't care about that. So.
Yeah.
So I was paying you back from the Dark Lake.
There are benefits.
Hey, fuckers. You spent almost as much time wandering around these caverns as you did the...
I did like the Dark Lake. That was fun.
The Dark Lake.
No, fuck the Dark Lake. I think K is more.
Dark Lake was... Yeah.
Yeah, it was moments.
My companions, I'm sorry for my behavior.
What happened?
I was very confused, and I thought you all were trying to...
Well, we were.
Take advantage of
it. No more than usual.
Interesting. I bet they're his deep-seated beliefs. It's coming to surface.
I've got two beautiful things today.
There's six of us. Uh-oh.
Hey. If you've got a problem that you can march your ass right out of the tent. Yeah. I'm doing Yiss a favor talking to you. Do you understand that even possessing these things could get me into a serious amount of trouble with the constabulary here? Ooh. I think you'd be wise to show me a little appreciation for the efforts I did put in. Ah.
So he has two packages, one of which is about the size of that poster, probably, and wrapped up in cloth, and the other one is a lot longer. He takes both of them and pushes them out on the table.
All right. Now, this blade, can't say it's of elf-made fancy pants. Can't say it's not, though. But I will tell you that it makes you jump a little bit faster than you might in a troubling situation. Never have to worry about getting snuck up on again with that little baby humming in your hands. As for the shield, shield's also good for those that want to get a jump on the opposition. So if you're looking to avoid a bit of a fight, or if you're looking to get things done before the other side can get their hands in, this might be the item for you.
How much for the shield?
And the sword.
500 gold for the shield.
Here you go.
All right, there you are, my friend. 600 gold for the sword.
Is it a rapier?
It is a rapier.
Yes, please.
So the shield is a sentinel shield. Okay, sentinel shield. All these are in the guide, by the way. While holding this shield, you have advantage on initiative rolls and perception checks.
Wow.
The shield is emblazoned normally with a sword. Mine's got a phoenix on it because I described them randomly. The shield is made from wood and is carried in one hand. This will raise your armor class by +2. The rapier, on the other hand, is a rapier of warning. W-A-R-N-I-N-G. When... Come on, buddy.
Don't be scared.
Come on, little Leonard, now. You can do it. This magic weapon warns you of danger. While the weapon is on your person, you have advantage on initiative rolls. In addition, you and any of your companions within 30 feet of you cannot be surprised, except when incapacitated by something other than non-magical sleep. The weapon magically awakes you and your companions within range if any of you are sleeping naturally when combat begins.
Wow. That's real good.
So between that and the alarm, you pretty much, as long as you can find a nice choke point, you probably never have to set a guard again.
Cool.
In all other ways, it functions as a rapier, although it will count as a magical rapier for purposes of overcoming resistances. However, it doesn't have an inherent bonus to it.
Okay.
Yep, both of these are uncommon magic items. So with that, your business with him is concluded, and he will happily see you on your way with a nod and a, "I'll catch you next time, Charge." I have to remember that guy the next time I need a sketchy magic item dealer.
Oh, I hope we see him again.
Oh, it's just our... He just recurs every now everywhere we go.
It's our decorative.
Yeah.
What do you
buy? Ajit has coin if you have... Ajit has wares if you have coin.
Pretty much be like that. Trying to find that dude. Hang on a second. I want to see if I know where the other one is.
Talk amongst yourselves. Or again, just you know, go fuck yourself, whatever works.
Should we monetize all of our assets? You don't have to go fuck yourself.
I don't take a piss.
Oh. That's kind of the same thing.
Look, I like to think that I am better than that. If I'm going to fuck myself, I'm going to do it at home, not in a public place. My gift to you and you and you and you and you and you and everyone else.
Thank you.
I like to think we're all better than that, but unfortunately.
But we're not. Statistically speaking.
Generally speaking, we have not been traditionally better than that.
Advantage on an initiative, that's awesome.
Yeah, for both of you.
That's insane.
I look forward to continuing to go last.
Yeah, right. Who else has advantage on the initiative?
Nod
does
now.
How many magic items does everyone have now?
This, by the way, is the other magic item dealer that I have in my regular campaigns.
Jesus.
But he lives in Waterdeep, so.
It's a lot sexier.
I think we
I have several women playing in my game, so I have to provide them with D&D bays.
D&D bays.
D&D bay, yeah. The Irokakra is currently dating a half-elf carpenter because she has a really big, like, longbow that she got off a dead half-orc that she can only wield with her gauntlets of ogre power, and she has to have the arrows specially made, so her boyfriend does it for you.
Gross.
And then rocks out with his cock out, because, you know, she's a bird.
Weird.
Yeah, cool. We're still trying to figure out how the cloaca thing works there, but anyway. Yeah, somebody had a question for me, and I stopped listening. What was up?
I was just wondering how many magic items everyone has now. Sentinel shields and boots of speed.
Sentinel shield, boots of speed.
Oh, fuck. Ken has two mad downs?
Yeah,
we got the rapier.
He's winning. We have to beat him.
Rush has the +1 quarter staff.
Yeah. I guess technically I'm also carrying the bag of holding, but it's kind of
that's a green thing.
Yeah.
Well, Flo's carrying the bag of holding, isn't she?
Yes.
It doesn't count as one.
Flo's carrying the bag of holding, ring of water walking, and helm of telepathy.
That's correct.
Yep. And then Duncan has got the stone speaker crystal.
Yep. Nod has Droki's
right
boots of speed.
But that's okay. Not has the boots of speed. Yep.
Whatever, you got your full plate.
Yeah,
it's worth more than all of your shitty items combined.
That's not true. It's probably not true.
So the next day you guys are able to, so you're able to leave really right after making those purchases if you wish to. You can take the entire group and head on out of there
and the stone guard will actually see you all the way to the city gates so that you get there safely, and then let you out. The gates will slowly close behind you, and you guys are finally have seen the tail end of the City of Blades.
Thank fucking God.
So you continue on your journey. You're following the path that Yissa Henstack has set for you.
Can I get items?
Yeah, we should check them down.
Can I get items from the...
Oh yeah, the armory.
We were going to do that.
Yeah, you're just going to tell me what those are. Okay. That, though. Because, basically, I'll tell you exactly why.
Well, last night before then and I cast Fine Steed, so I'll
do those. Found a
cast Fine Steed last night.
Oh, okay, we can work that out. So you guys would make it probably about 3 hours out of Grackelstug, and everybody's spirits are up having seen the city behind them.
My lungs.
The kids are kind of skipping about, like, yeah, exactly. If Rush says that, then Eldeth is like, aye, it's nice to actually be able to breathe something that's not pure soot.
Dust. Cover.
Gosh, dust. Feels like I've been looking at the inside of a chimney for 3 days.
Ooh.
I know, it's not great. I don't like it either. You hear a voice, a very calm voice,
oh,
say,
bitch.
Well, it's about time. I was very tired of waiting. And the drow woman that you recognize from the market blocks your path. Next to her is the Orog captain and four of his orcs. The female, not there, weirdly enough.
Flo, work your magic.
You know this one.
You look younger, too. You're definitely hotter.
Use that pussy magic. Come on, girl.
Well, this is where we'll stop.
The worst paladin ever.
And we will pick up next time with you guys having just been stopped by a drow assassin, an Orog, and four orcs.
But not surprised.
Yep.
Definitely not
so
surprised.
So you've already given us all the experience we're going to get for tonight, yes?
I'm slightly surprised.
It'll be...
not after you disadvantage.
Surely that can't be Flo's ex-lover. Surely he would not dare to confront me on this field of battle. Why, we already have about 5 rounds in the bedroom. What's one more in the street? Thank you very much for joining us today on Dungeonetics. We can be reached at Dungeonetics on Instagram, Twitter, and at gmail.com. Be sure to check out our Facebook page at Dungeonetics Podcast. We're from Connecticut, so, you know, the leaves are beautiful. Our music that you're hearing right now is provided by Games Brown. Go check him out on Bandcamp and, believe it or not, Spotify. That's right, big boy, you made it. Kellen, our rockin' theme, is there on Bandcamp, and damn it, if he's just not the best little lefty I know, he's up there. Finally, remember, adventurers, only you can take the sword and shield and smash them together to create the sparks of innovation. Oh, and it looks like my kid's getting off the bus. You guys have a great day. Welcome back to school, everyone.